Welcome to Be All You Are, a Midlife Awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, beautiful women. Welcome back to Be All You Are. Can you believe this is my 75th episode? Actually, I kind of feel like I should be at more than 75 episodes, if I'm going to be honest. I started this podcast 2 years ago with the ideal scenario of releasing episodes biweekly. And then I went to monthly, and then I went to whenever I felt like it or felt like I could get to it. And I'm still trying to come back to that biweekly cadence. So thank you for sticking around. Thank you for listening whenever these episodes do drop. Today, I am sharing with you an edited version of a workshop that I hosted inside my membership community, Supernova. So this is a workshop that is all about checking in mid-year. And I realize that at this point, it is no longer mid-year. We've crossed over. But we are soon heading into September and to the last 4 months of 2025. So mid-year or not, it is a perfect time to pause, especially in these slower August months or August weeks, I should say, to pause and to reflect and potentially realign, right? Like maybe you have set some goals for yourself at the beginning of this year. Maybe you have gone off track. Maybe those goals are not important to you anymore. Maybe things have happened in your life that you are responding to, and now you have a new set of challenges or a new opportunity to embrace. This short episode, because I did edit out all the beautiful women's voices who participated in this workshop live inside Supernova. I've edited them all out in order to protect their privacy, and I am guiding you now through this mid-year check-in. So for this episode, I recommend not doing it while you're driving, because you're going to want to have your notebook on hand, your pen on hand. Maybe you have a lemonade or a coffee, something to kind of enjoy it with. There is a visualization as part of this episode as well. So that's why I definitely recommend you don't do it while driving. And it's just a really wonderful, short way to hit pause. I also wanted to share a quick story about a way that I'm hitting pause as we speak. So I have been finding that August is not an easy month for me because I am such a doer. You know, I like doing things. And August is a slower month. People aren't as responsive. They're offline. They're on holiday. It's beautiful, as it should be. But as an entrepreneur, you know, I like to stay in the game. And so I have had to really take a look at my response to this time of year and question it. Question, like, is it just because I like to stay in the game, or is it because I actually don't know how to turn it off? So what I decided as part of an exercise to kind of unplug and to go within was to take a pause on social media. So I have deleted Instagram from my app, from my phone for this week. I felt like I was taking in all this inspiration. But where I have found that I find my inspiration is by being in my life, by going within, by interacting with others, by experiencing things. I don't get my inspiration from looking at social media. Come on. I know you're with me. So since I was starting to just feel frustrated in a lot of areas, I was like, you know what? I need to unplug here. I need to shut down some of these voices. And it's something that I speak so passionately about, is that we need to be able to hear our own voice through all the noise. So you will find me not on Instagram for the next week. If you are wanting to reach me, you can via email, which I've shared a few times in the show notes, and also via my website, allyouare.ca, where you'll find ways to connect with me. I'm actually updating my website shortly with very clear offers for you to really be able to understand the different ways to work with me, to engage in the community, to be a part of the groups that I've curated. And I am, I'm looking forward to sharing that with you as well. Okay, without further ado, here you are, mid-year check-in. Again, this was recorded live with the women inside Supernova. I've edited out their sections, and grab your pen and your notebook, and let's look ahead. So if you don't already have a notebook and pen, make sure you have one close by, because I'm going to be leading you through some questions, some journaling prompts, some exploration today. So make sure you have that on hand. So welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you are here today, that you've chosen this hour for yourself amidst the busy summer. I know everybody's in summer mode. It was just a long weekend. And for you to say, you know what, I'm going to take this hour for myself live is a really beautiful thing. So I'm glad that you're here. This is a time for recalibrating. So it's about returning to our inner rhythms and letting that rhythm lead us forward. So that's going to be the theme as we move through today's session. So what we're going to do today is we're going to reflect on the first half of the year. We're going to reconnect to the truth of what we really desire. And then we're going to clarify your focus for the next 90 days. And when we move into that future portion of our session, I'm going to give you the chance to share within groups out loud what it is that you want to focus on in the next 90 days. So there's an accountability element to it as well, which is awesome. So let's start. Let's start right away with celebrating our wins. So it's so important to look back and see how far we've come in the last 6 months. And even if we set out at the beginning of the year with big goals, big visions of what we wanted to accomplish or where we wanted to make progress, whether we have reached those or not, we have most definitely evolved. We have most definitely grown and learned lessons, you know, some by choice, some maybe not by choice. We may have experienced unforeseen challenges or unforeseen opportunities, and we've been asked to step forward in unexpected ways. So what I would love to invite you to do now is to take 2 minutes to jot down your personal, professional wins. And so when I say wins, again, it doesn't have to be like, you know, an award or a promotion. It could be for you, how have you evolved? What are you most proud of? How did you step out of your comfort zone? And I'm going to pop these two questions in the chat, and then I'm going to give you 2 minutes to jot down, just in bullet point, don't spend too much time on this, what you are most proud of and how you stepped out of your comfort zone and what you would consider your wins for the first half of the year. Okay, which leads me very beautifully to the next section of our time together. And that is a time for honest reflection. So
When we bring awareness to our areas for growth, we allow for those solutions and opportunities to come into our lives so that we can heal those areas, right? So let's reflect now on some of the lessons and learnings from the past 6 months. And without judgment, this isn't about judging ourselves. It's just really being honest about what didn't go as planned and maybe why, how we didn't show up for ourselves, right? Like sometimes the aftermath of people pleasing is that we are not pleasing ourselves, right? Like we're not doing what it is that we need and desire. And also reflecting on what might have held you back from the goals that you set. So I'm going to drop these three questions in the chat and I'm going to give you, see how much time am I giving you? This is, again, going beyond the wins and going a little bit deeper into our areas for growth, because that really will help set the stage for what comes next. So I'm going to keep going. And what I want to do now is to pause in the present moment. And actually, Kirsty actually brought us to the perfect place, because we don't want to start immediately rushing to the future, right? I think that's where our ego gets involved and our mind gets involved. And we have all these, it's like when somebody says, what do you want to manifest or what are your goals? And you just start kind of grasping at goals. You know, you're like, well, this and this, and you're not even sure exactly where it comes from. So rather than rushing straight there, let's recognize where we are in the present moment. So I want to invite you all to take 2 minutes to ask yourself, how am I feeling today? And what do I most need? So two very simple questions that we could really be asking ourselves every single day. And this is, you know, what Kirsty had shared is that this is what she has asked herself, and she's now going on this retreat next week, which I'm so glad of. So how am I feeling today and what do I most need? And I'm going to give you 2 quick minutes to do that. And then I'm going to be leading you through a visualization. So we are going to move into a quick 5-minute visualization. So I'm inviting you now to get comfortable. If you would like to turn off your video, you can do that. If you feel more comfortable. And what I'm going to invite you to do now is to sit comfortably in your chair, your feet on the ground. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath, your eyes closed. And another. allowing your body to soften and your mind to slow. Feel your feet connected to the ground beneath you. With each slow inhale, invite in clarity and light. And with each exhale, release any tension and any energy that isn't yours to carry. Now imagine yourself standing before a radiant golden gateway. This is a moment of illumination and remembrance, remembering who you really are. It's an invitation to step into your next chapter from a place of deep alignment. We release performing for others and embrace being. And as you step forward, you are bathed in a warm golden light. The light softens any doubts, clears the noise, and brings you back to your own inner rhythm, your inner voice. Notice how it feels to be here, fully connected to your spirit, to your creative power, and to the truth of who you are, beyond all your titles, roles, and the expectations placed upon you. Here you hear a quiet whisper from within. I'm ready to create from truth, not obligation. I'm ready to live in alignment with what truly matters. Allow that feeling to expand in your chest, as though your heart is a sun, radiating your light and your unique energy out into the world. Now imagine that it's the end of this year, December 31st, 2025, about 5 months from now. You are still standing in this golden light, looking back on a year where you trusted yourself, honored your desires, and created from the truth of who you are. See yourself there. How do you feel in your body? How do you hold yourself? What energy do you bring into a room? And what are you most proud of? What are you celebrating? Take a few deep breaths, letting this vision settle into your being. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes, bringing this clarity to you in the months ahead. Now I'm going to give you a few minutes to write down any images, feelings, insights, thoughts, anything that came through in the last few minutes. Write them down. I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Now, let's look to the future and let's turn what came through for us in terms of feeling, intention, truth, alignment, authenticity into a vision that we want to bring to life. And so what I would want to invite you to do now is to choose one goal for the next 90 days and choose the one goal, not from your mind, but from the feeling that came through in that visualization. And what I want you to do as you choose this one goal is to ask yourself a few things. The first thing is, what could get in the way? Because I think one of the things we do is we set a goal and we don't necessarily reflect on what we need to bring that goal to a reality, whether it's time, whether it's resources, whether it's new habits. What do we need to support actually achieving that goal? So asking ourselves, what could get in the way? Another question we can ask ourselves is, what will it take to make it happen? And then the last one is an identity-focused question, which is, who do I need to become to step into this goal? So what I want to ask you to do next is to write three actions you can take this week towards that goal. So I'm going to ask all of you, whatever you wrote down, what are three actions you can take this week towards that goal? They can be small, they can be big, but they're going to be three things with a box next to them that you're going to check off this week. And we just have a few minutes left, so I wanted to just invite you all to take a deep breath. And if you could just reflect on what your biggest insight was from today, like if you were to summarize it in one sentence, what was your biggest insight from today? And write it down right in this moment, because I feel that we get what we need. And if we take a moment to just have this quick download, don't overthink it, and write down in one sentence what your biggest insight was from today, that is likely the message you most needed to hear. Okay. Great, you're sharing them in the chat. I love this. Breathe, pause, let go. Yes. Truth, not obligation. Biggest insight is that I'm not alone. Can relate to everyone. I'm overthinking. I'm not alone. I am not alone. Yes, I'm doing a great job. I love it. Ask and it is given. Slowly and gently ease off the brake. I'm doing the right things. It is worth it to invest in myself and take the time to reflect. I'm on the right path. When I am ready, I am ready. So powerful. These are so beautiful. My goodness, thank you so much for spending this hour together and with me. I hope that you take those three actions that you are going to take towards your goal and you put them on your list for today or for this week. Thank you so much for today. I hope you have a beautiful day and a beautiful week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.